this week, how to give. But first, I'm Quinn Emmett, and this is Important, Not Important. It's science for people who give a shit. You can hit subscribe right now to get this newsletter or essay or whatever it is, and my conversations with the world's smartest people every single week. You can find the web, the email version, and links to everything at importantnotimportant.com or right in your show notes in your little media player of choice. All right, look, let's do this. There are few problems so simple that a single donation can fix them. But I mean, how nice would that be? I wouldn't even have to read you the rest of this post. Everybody wins here. Anyways, usually, to turn a problem into a realistic opportunity takes many donations over time, spread over a large number of donors. But all the work before that is kind of exhausting. You got to make sure your donation is going to the right place, the right organization, the right people at it, usually the ones closest to the problem, and the ones with the most pragmatic intentions. And because your town or humanity's problems can be so big and so complex, while still grounded, of course, in our most basic needs, becoming a part of who we are and how we operate, they can take a very long time to address, much less, quote-unquote, solve. And so we have to find ways to relieve the symptoms now while we hunt for a cure for someday. Relieve the symptoms while we chase a cure. It's that simple. But of course, it's not. For example, we can't help everyone right now. And efforts to relieve the symptoms may either not work at all or have known or even unknown side effects. Similarly, we might know what form a cure should take. We know what outcome we need to get to, but we have no idea how to get there. One example, even if the desired outcome is clear and still possible, for example, to survive cancer, the effort we give can make torture like chemotherapy worth a shot. If we can imagine the possibilities of a technology like mRNA vaccines, we might spend our lifetimes, like Karen Carrico did, trying and failing and failing and failing and failing, and then just in time succeeding to make the human body not freak out with inflammation when we use that technology. And if, like Dr. Ruth Gutzman, literally this week, you had a half century of intimate knowledge of not only the why and how of an invaluable institution, but also access to the means to address its most specific issue, one that may help unfuck a very timely societal bottleneck, you may decide, having all of the info you can possibly have and means that almost no one else has, to put your thumb on the scale. I'm here to tell you that while, unlike Ruth, your single donation will almost certainly not make tuition-free at an entire medical school, get your favorite candidate elected, or keep a place like Mexico City from running out of water, or reduce or eliminate childhood diabetes, it will combine with many others, coming at the problem from many different approaches at every level of support, over however long it takes to at least put a dent in the fucking thing. That's why we're here today, to understand how to give. And look, giving money is far, 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 far from the only way to give. We can and should and must also give our time and our bodies and our skills. And look, don't at me here. I've written a gazillion words on it and recorded like 200 hours of conversations about it. But for today's purposes, because everybody asks and it's gnarly out there, and short of having those skills, or if you're more unlike me when your skills simply aren't applicable, giving money can continue a tradition of directly supporting people who have those skills, have those needs, on the front lines of a more hopeful future. Now, you may have heard it called earn to give or something similar. And whatever you call it, giving will make you feel good. It will do good. It will cost you some money up front, and if you qualify, it'll also save you money on your taxes later. It'll help you see the world differently to further illustrate our inequalities and how incredible the helpers can be. Come back to that. Giving can make you angry and thankful. Giving, done consistently, will become a part of who you are. You will become a helper, even if, again, like me, you have very few practical skills. And that's because billions have done it before you and with fewer resources, but combined. That is what I call compound action, and it's how to give. So, where should you give? Well, ask yourself this. What do you actually give a shit about, and why? Quick story. New visitors to our website read the bold print, and either one, run away, or two, immediately identify with science for people who give a shit, and usually for some specific personal reason. They're a teacher, or a student, a principal, a founder, a funder, a farmer. They lost their home to wildfires or a flood, and they do or don't have insurance, or they lost a cousin or any number of patients to COVID. These people see the big bold letters, science for people who give a shit, and they say, fuck yeah, that is me. These are my people. And when they, you, sign up, you should definitely sign up, you get a welcome email, and in it, I ask one simple question. Why are you here? And the responses I receive are so widely varied, so selfless, usually, and so moving that even on my hardest days, I cannot imagine quitting this job. And about the selfless thing, to be frank, I have engaged with many people who have or manage a shit ton of money and have been told, in no uncertain terms, to give some percentage of it away. And I am thankful for them, at least calling me, to be clear, because maybe I help them not, like, throw it away. Their dollars count, too. So look, for whatever reason, you're listening to this, you're there, you give a shit. And you're here to find out what you can do, at least with your hard-earned cash. I want to be crystal clear, though, before we go forward. Donating money, however big or small, isn't some complete solve or an HOV lane to nirvana or eliminating anxiety or even a more progressive, say, 15-member Supreme Court. Just throwing it out there. We are only human. We are each just one person. We are not all-powerful. And your anxiety isn't going anywhere. In fact, it can be helpful. It's what helped us avoid the local tiger long enough to procreate. It's what makes us step back from the bus lane or text a few hundred registered voters the first week in November, year in and year out in America. These truths about our place in the universe can understandably make us feel very small. I mean, every week someone's like, the jet stream is slowing down. What the fuck am I supposed to do about that? Friend, alone, without a plan, without a team, we are small. You can't do shit about that. You can only do so much. But as we've established, compound action. You are definitively not alone. Your dollars are not alone. Not in your community. Certainly not in our community. And not in the world. There's another thing, or I guess a set of things, that unites us all. And I'll get back to those in one sec, I promise. In the meantime, you have a number of relationships you care about, and people who care about you, and what you believe in, but also people you've never met before and may never meet, people thousands of miles away who care about the same shit you do and who fucking need you. What do you give a shit about, and why? Each of us almost always has more levers available to us than we realize, and together, they are a vast sum. Giving whatever you can is just one of those levers, again. But just like your investments can compound over time, congrats, so can your actions, your donations. It's just one example. One of the best places to give, other than just literally giving people cash, which is maybe the single best example, is to frontline organizers. Combined with neighbors, friends, coworkers, other donors, other organizers, other voters, and other city council members, frontline organizers have helped many more people vote. Combined with friends with little time but big pockets, friends with small pockets but a lot of time, and of course, friends who can make signs, who don't mind getting arrested once in a while. Fans of our TV shows and movies like Will and Grace, frontline organizers have made gay marriage legal. combined with new fundraising tools and old friends on Facebook or GoFundMe, new friends on old dairy farms, wet friends on kelp farms, and legions of young followers on TikTok who follow us out of our schools and their own schools on strike days, we finally passed some semblance of a fucking gun law. Combined with family members in well-endowed C-suites, and of course, family members advocating for better access to clinical trials or coverage for pre-existing conditions, because they actually have those conditions. We've increased access to healthcare for millions. Mississippi just this week. Hey everyone, it's Quinn, your host and the founder of Important Not Important. I'd like to take a quick minute to tell you about the INI or INI, whatever we're calling it these days, membership and community. It's a gathering place, really, for our most dedicated shit givers, a place to connect and learn from one another and to have access to me outside of the newsletter and this podcast. We started it last year, and it's grown to hundreds of shit givers from all kinds, from around the globe. I'm talking about teachers and investors, students, electricians, journalists, artists, scientists, and policymakers, and more. Members get exclusive access to our daily news homepage, which is very cool, and to much more top-of-mind weekly articles, research, and tools that you can use and to stay ahead of the game, member-sourced action steps, twice-monthly book and culture recommendations that have nothing to do with the end of the world, virtual events, and of course, the membership Slack channel. Look, so many people come to us asking, what can I do? And we think we do a pretty good job of answering that question and providing context for the answer. But the best answers and the best perspective really come from the community, a wide-ranging community. And we would love for you to be a part of it, to feel supported yourself, and to contribute to discussions and actions alike. And of course, by becoming a member, you're directly supporting our work here and ensuring that we get to keep doing it. So if you'd like to learn more, head to importantnotimportant.com. And if you're already a reader, you can just hit the upgrade button at the top. If you're not, go ahead and subscribe for free, and you'll see the option to become a member at whatever level works best for you. And as always, you can always find the link to become a member right in your show notes. So thanks for listening. And as always, thanks for giving a shit. Back to the show. Combined, our resources, our time and money combined, can swing an election in Georgia, finally. Or get some rural Arkansas kid into a cancer trial in Philly. And that's all because people born into the problem refuse to see it as unconquerable for decades on end. So they make that their actual job. Often, they have no choice. Your actual job might be to invest in a college endowment or corporate M&A, but your monthly donation to their organization on the front lines, it can make you feel like you're fucking doing something. And it does do something. It lets them do their job. Combined, you see, we are powerful as hell. Combined, our money, our enthusiasm, and our methods are contagious and much more effective than we could have ever imagined, especially when inclusive and intentionally organized and executed on proven strategies. All of which is why I highly recommend you apply your rage to causes with clear, measurable outcomes. So I want to talk about this idea that many, not all, charities, nonprofits should be really trying to put themselves out of business. Here's what I mean. One example of a specific measurable outcome is fly a person to the moon, land her on it, and bring her home safely. It's not ambiguous. There's not a lot of wiggle room there. You either do it or you don't. The desired outcome is clear. And most importantly, now you can reverse engineer from it. You can design every milestone, process, team, and decision against it. NASA did it for going to the moon, for processor chips. You and I can help do it for clean air. I mean, I can't begin to imagine how to build a processor ship or go to space, no matter how many times I watch movies about it. But anyways, here's some more relevant examples of those. zero transportation emissions by 2035. 90% national COVID booster rate by January 1st. Train 1 million new electricians by 2026. They're clear. Getting there, complicated, but the outcomes are clear. The best organizations and people identify and use their one clear metric to train their energies on where they can be most effective. Now, your reasons for giving a shit, your hopefulness, your rage, sadness, or whatever other passions are helpful, but only when most practical and applicable. Many fights for progress and justice aren't going to end. But there are people right now working in highly specific places on the front lines of a future with a specific set of skills for a reason, and they need your money. Because they already know the weak spots, where we know we can get a foot in the door. They are where the puck is going, or where it's always been, where we begin to win, and therefore that's where your money should go. Once you make or understand a clear goal, you can reverse engineer an economy, an industry, a city, bike lanes, philanthropy, or your investments, or both, from these specific measurable outcomes to clarify everything you do. You can be devastatingly effective as you choose how to give and how you execute and iterate along the way, affecting the world back for once. Want bike lanes? Want your school district to have all electric buses? School lunches to be free? Subsidies and rebates for low-income renters to get induction stoves and heat pumps? That's great. It's pretty crystal clear. Now you're getting it. Now let's pause, because here is something that is controversial, but annoyingly true. For better or worse, we are most inclined to want to affect the world back when the things we care about are directly affected, and when we are directly affected. Right? True for me, true for you. But I have good and bad news, and this is the thing I alluded to earlier. However privileged any of us may be, and in my case, extremely, we all need the exact same shit. Straight up, no optional things here, but cannot survive without, basically in order, air, water, food, and then shelter, power, healthcare, and education. And preferably, the cleanest, most affordable, and accessible versions of these. As I have written a lot about, for whatever fucking reason, we have made these things much more complicated and difficult to get reliably for a lot of folks. We've made them a lot better in a lot of ways for the past few years, and yet we still make them more complicated or expensive or whatever. Better news, though. It is extremely easy and extremely important to identify with a local problem around one of these. Put some resources into it so you can see your impact every single day. And then extend an equal amount to someone for whom this problem is like water to fish. It is part of life. Because in this vast, overconnected world, we are actually, objectively, most effective when we are unexpectedly aggrieved, bearing witness to moral injustices that we could never dream of personally experiencing, or in fact, may have intimately experienced ourselves. When we are caught up in social momentum, when progress is actually technically and politically possible, when an endemic childhood disease our children can't even pronounce or imagine is nearly eradicated. That doesn't mean those same issues don't exist at home, or we shouldn't help pay for our own kids' teachers' school supplies, which you absolutely should. But have you ever tried donating to another kid's teacher? I promise you. And I'm talking about donors choose here. There's other ways to do it, but you have never felt a high, like an actual envelope stuffed with handwritten little thank you notes from some second graders you'll never meet, all because you sent their teacher, whatever, $34 for popsicle sticks for math supplies. Only focusing on your direct relationships, the people and things you can touch and feel, yeah, it belies enormous privilege. And it can leave much of the rest of the world out to dry. So it's kind of the opposite of something like effective altruism, which focuses on getting the most effective bang for your buck, regardless of your relationship to it, if you have one at all. Look, American inequality is a nightmare in 55 different ways. And our best organizations go criminally undersupported. But make no mistake, just being born here puts you among some of the most well-off people on the planet, full stop, however relative. From malaria to water and hunger, girls' education, energy poverty, there are causes the world over that don't exist, or at least far less severe here, and where you can have a hugely measurable impact with even less of your money. Of course, look, you aren't responsible for the world's suffering. Though to be clear, the top 10% and further 1% are responsible for drastically more emissions than anybody else combined. Never lose sight of that. And listen, and yeah, this is very meta, of course the well-being of millions and billions of people shouldn't rely on the charity of a relative few, including you, but here we are. Of course, groups like RIP Medical Debt shouldn't have to exist, but it does, because we are stupid and we kick kids off Medicaid simply because their parents couldn't figure out the legendarily onerous paperwork. So here we are. We relieve the symptoms while we chase a cure, even and especially at the highest level. Let's get technical. Literally how to give, finally. Donations to charitable causes in the U.S. with a 501c3 are generally tax deductible. Donations to partisan political causes are not. Of course, it's not that simple. Ask any billionaire who pays next to nothing in taxes but millions to accountants to make sure it remains that way. In those cases, fighting for environmental justice or, say, less kids cancer, or like for Dr. Gottesman, making tuition free for the next generation of primary physicians isn't usually the end goal, or even something they think about, but a means to an end. But for your purposes, yes, grab your tax rebates if you want or need them or qualify for them. But whether your cause is partisan or not doesn't necessarily make it more meaningful or effective than the other. On the one hand, there are so many worthy 501c3s, and we list them every week. Nonprofits and NGOs out there installing bed nets and feeding people and doing research and helping kids read or have diapers, doing immigration law, etc. On the other hand, as we've discussed, sometimes partisan frontline community organizing is maybe the most effective tool we have for driving systemic change, and you're not going to get a tax rebate for that. But in fact, the two are often most powerful when strategically combined. Feed people now while you simultaneously organize, or at least pay for someone else to organize, for local, state, and federal legislation to make school breakfasts and lunches healthier and permanently free to all kids, because fuck your lunch debt. Support people in need of abortions and abortion providers in red states right now, while you simultaneously fight for state and federal candidates who publicly, willingly support and advocate for abortion rights legislation, and for more women and historically marginalized people at all levels of policymaking while we're at it. Support victims of climate-fueled natural disasters today while you fight for decarbonization legislation and, disclosure rules for climate emissions for the long term. Make no mistake here. I do not subscribe to the long defeat. The world needs us now, and we have to come at it from every angle. So you're asking, why do we have to give, right? Why are we the way we are? I'm not going to spend an hour answering that because Willow told me I'm not allowed to go that long, but you can read all my takes on the website. We are only human. That has never changed. And that is both great and continually predictably self-defeating. Understand this, though. There are helpers. You are among them, even if you haven't started yet. And progress compounds, including your own little monthly donations, which can become support a person or an organization can actually depend and build on. And once established, progress is pretty difficult to put back in the box. We wouldn't have the nice things we have if it didn't. But I'll tell you this too. If everything out there is any indication, there will always be evil people and vested interests who want to make America segregated again. Their objectives include, but are not limited to, drugs you can't afford from doctors who won't see you for uteruses you don't control, and more guns to kill more kids before they can be shamed for their fucking lunch debt. Anyways. And fighting those fuckers is the fight of my life. And I suspect that fight will never actually end. I've come to terms with that. So my TLDR, I think it's too lazy to read to the bottom. I don't know. I have no idea if I'm using that right. My TLDR for how to give is this. Start now. Make giving a part of your life. Find your hill or hills to die on. Find groups already doing reputable work to defend them, and then join them however you can. Listen to them. Build new relationships along the way with them and other people who can really only donate. And compound progress towards a better world for everyone. Learn how to give by giving yourself and your resources now. And then, like everything else, you're going to learn and adapt and get better at it. Start now. Commit to some small recurring donations. You will live to see the fruit of your contributions. And talk about it. Normalize it. Challenge friends. Share your successes and failures, giving others a jumpstart into their own action. Whether you work with a financial advisor or not, or use budgeting software, or your own spreadsheet, or calendar, or I don't know, fucking sticky notes, take a look at the levers available to you. Set aside a monthly allocation of money and hours for action. Consider the pros and cons of, I don't know, getting arrested too, because sure, why not? And then build your own action portfolio from among the causes you want to change for the better, and consider going outside your own circle. Look, no one else showing up at public utility meetings? Great! Now you're that weird lady who can't stop piping up about native plants and bees and solar panels on affordable housing. Embrace it. Put it on social media. Build a rabid following. I don't know how to do that, clearly. Want to put your new monthly donations on a credit card to get more points? Great. Fuck it. Max it out. Want to use a donor-advised fund? Well, their track record keeps getting worse. So just make sure you actually donate the money. Okay? Remember, the tax benefits are great, but that is not the actual point for you. The truth is this. I don't really give a shit how you do it, though I'm happy to help. Send me an email, and I'm happy to help. I really don't give a shit how you do it, as long as you actually take the time to identify what you give a shit about, and maybe why, and who's already doing the best work, is best positioned to move the needle for the most people, animals, or land, or whatever, and then get started supporting them. Become someone they can depend on. Remember, people have always been here fighting because they have to fight. We might be alone in this quickly expanding universe, I do not know, but you certainly are not. To paraphrase what 60 of my favorite climate women said a couple years back in their wonderful book, All We Can Save is each other and the world we are so lucky to inhabit. To make it safe and accommodating for each and all of us until the heat death of the universe do us part. Here's your relevant action steps. Number one, give people cash. Donate to give directly and put cash straight into the pockets of the people around the world who need it the most. They also do some work in the US. Number two, volunteer with Overdose Lifeline to support their harm reduction and awareness efforts. Number three, get educated about starting a resilience hub in your community with resources from the USDN. Number four, be heard about making healthy school meals free for students everywhere. And number five, invest in a sustainable future and find a clean bank to move your money into using bank.green. That's it for this week. Got feedback, questions, opinions? Can I help? Email me at questions@importantnotimportant.com and share this with someone. Hit subscribe to get next week's essay straight to your feed and our conversations as well. And of course, anything you need, go to importantnotimportant.com. Thank you for listening, and thanks for giving a shit.